Hello everyone, welcome to the Anatomy at the Art of Healing. I am Dr. Rajeshwari Rapata and I am back again with the nervous system. So today I'll be telling you about how to remember certain things in the nervous system. So I'll be giving you some hints regarding learning the system. Just review the organization of the nervous system. Try to draw out diagrams that shows differences between the central nervous system and the peripheral nervous system. There are certain mnemonics to remember, that which I'll come along in the next episodes. You can see that the peripheral nervous system has subdivisions, the somatic and the autonomic. And further, it divides into parasympathetic and sympathetic divisions of the autonomic nervous system. In the spinal cord also, there are certain terms like anterior, posterior, dorsal, ventral. These terms are used because the function is linked according to the location. The spinal roots are always present dorsal and ventral. Dorsal is backwards and ventral is towards the anterior aspect. So remembering these terms is very important. So drawing the different diagrams and remembering the terms along with using some mnemonics is very important for learning the nervous system. Most often I come across students who just forget the names of the nerves, how they originate and how they traverse and supply to different organs. So all these could be remembered by using the mnemonics, also drawing the diagrams. So use this trick and try to remember all the things. Now coming to the nervous system. So whenever you study the nervous system, as I said, it has the peripheral nervous system, it has the sensory nerves, nervous system, the autonomic nervous system. Your nervous system, peripheral nervous system, works along with your central nervous system. So it's a single system but has divisions. So the central nervous system, which is made up of your brain and the spinal cord, and it works along with the peripheral nervous system. And in a way, these nerves of the peripheral nervous system are just like mail carriers, because their primary job is to carry the messages between your brain and your body. Now there are two types of mail carriers or the nerves which are at work. Some peripheral nerves, they carry the messages from your sensory organs, that is your skin, eyes, ears, tongue and nose, back towards your central nervous system. So these are called as sensory nerves because they carry the sensations. Other peripheral nerves carry orders from your brain to your muscles and organs. So these are called as motor nerves. So there are two types, sensory nerves and motor nerves. This nervous system, it is the chief controlling and coordinating system of the body. It controls and regulates all the activities of the body, whether it's voluntary or involuntary. And sometimes it adjusts the individual organism to the given surroundings. So this all is based on special properties of sensitivity, conductivity, and responsiveness of the nervous system. The protoplasmic extensions of the nerve cells, which form the neural pathways, are called as nerves. These nerves resemble the electricity wires, the example which I had given earlier. So just like the electric current flowing through the wires, the impulses, whether it may be sensory or motor, these are conducted through the nerves. The sensory impulses are transmitted by the sensory afferent nerves from the periphery that is skin, mucous membranes, muscles, tendons, joints, and special sense organs. From there, it goes to the central nervous system, CNS. The motor impulses are transmitted from the motor efferent nerves from the central nervous system to the periphery, that is either to the muscles and glands. So afferent and efferent are the two types of nerves, from the central to the periphery and from periphery to the central. Thus, the CNS is kept continuously informed about the surrounding environment through various sensory impulses, both general and special. Now, the central nervous system in turn brings about necessary adjustments of the body by issuing appropriate orders, which are passed on as motor impulses. And these motor impulses traverse to the muscles, vessels, viscera, and the glands. The adjustment of the organism to the given surroundings is the most important function of the nervous system, without which it will not be possible for the individual to survive. So that's the most important function. Now, coming to the parts of the nervous system, as I said earlier, the central nervous system, which includes the brain or the encephalon, which occupies into the cranial cavity, and it contains the higher governing centers. Then there's the spinal cord and the spinal medulla, which occupies upper two-thirds of the vertebral canal and contains many reflex centers there. So this is the primary central nervous system, and further is the peripheral nervous system, which is again divided into two components, that is the cerebrospinal nervous system, which is the somatic component of the peripheral nervous system. Here it includes 12 pairs of the cranial nerves, and there are the 31 pairs of spinal nerves. There is a mnemonic to remember these cranial nerves, hence I will be explaining it further in the coming episodes. It innervates the somatic structures of the head and neck, the limbs, the body wall, and mediates the somatic sensory and the motor functions. Then the peripheral autonomic nervous system is the visceral component of the peripheral nervous system, which includes the viscera or the splanchnic nerves that are connected to the CNS through the somatic nerves. It innervates the viscera, glands, blood vessels, the non-striated muscles, and mediates the visceral functions. This is how the classification of the nervous system is done. So once again to remind, it consists of the central nervous system, which includes the brain and the spinal cord, the peripheral nervous system, which is subdivided into cerebrospinal nervous system, the peripheral autonomic nervous system. So this is how it is classified. Next will be the further classification and the origins and the applied anatomy and the microstructure of the nervous system, which will be studied and learned in the next episode. Stay tuned till then.